This is Ozarks at Large. June is Pride Month, and Fayetteville's celebration of LGBTQ Pride, organizers say, is the largest in Arkansas. Those same organizers are expecting at least 10,000 people to be at the Pride Parade Saturday at noon, and downtown Fayetteville will continue with the Pride Festival afterward. Yesterday, three people heavily involved with the Pride weekend came to the Furman Garner Performance Studio to give us the highlights. Hannah Withers is the event coordinator for the weekend. Richard Gathright is the director of sponsorship of the festival. And Evelyn Rio Stafford is a board member of NWA Equality, the parent organizing entity of Pride Weekend. Hannah Withers says there are all kinds of things to look for this weekend, including an 80-foot rainbow flag that will be in the Saturday parade.
And I think it takes 60 people to carry.
Ideally, we'd like 60 people to carry it.
And we are still looking for bodies. There are always a bunch of people that jump in at the last minute and help out, but we are still looking for people who want to participate in this parade.
That's a big flag.
It's big.
It is. It's huge.
The parade is followed on the Tyson Plaza steps of the Walton Arts Center with a rally that includes speakers from the Human Rights Campaign and ACLU, and Mayor Jordan always gives a proclamation. And then we have all of Dixon Street well into the evening with three outdoor stages. One of them is family friendly. We have a ton of vendors. We have competitions. We have rooftop parties. We have white parties. We have
white
musicians.
Parties are where everyone dresses in white.
Yes.
Correct.
Yeah. C4 has hosted that party. I think this is their eighth year. Does
Something
that
like
sound
that.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And so that's a big tradition on Saturday night.
It's Northwest Arkansas. I know Rogers has now done a Pride, and there are a few others around the Satan region. Does this attract people from outside of Northwest Arkansas?
It does, and it has for years. I think a lot of people that live in rural communities in Missouri and Oklahoma and other states like that, you know, really look to Northwest Arkansas and Fayetteville to where they can express themselves of who they actually are and don't have to feel like, you know, they're going to be judged or assaulted or anything like that. You know, they feel this is a welcoming place, and we want everybody to feel welcome here.
Are there conversations about what makes a festival better, perhaps for first-time participants?
You know, I think we've done a lot of work toward trying to make a variety of events for all kinds of different demographics, to make it family-friendly, you know, to have different sorts of events included in the program for all ages, for folks who might have, you know, we know people, kids are coming out younger and younger. We have high school students now who, you know, come out in their high schools. You know, to make things for all ages, we have gay, lesbian, and trans parents here in Arkansas. You know, and we have folks who are from different communities of color as well, you know, and to try to have something for a little something for everybody.
The biggest change, I think, was moving it to Dixon Street, because it's never been like the festival has never been on Dixon Street before.
The parade was
yes.
Had some Dixon Street,
mm-hmm.
but
years past, they've gone to Wilson Park and then up to the lawn at Old Main and then the town center last year. And you just lose a lot of people. After the parade, if you have to go somewhere that's a little bit further, you know, people get tired, they need to go eat. And this way, they can have all the food they want. Schulertown Food Trucks will be open at 11. Kingfish will be open at 11 for us. The rooftop at 21st Amendment will be open at 11. And I know all the other restaurants in the area will be open as well. So there's a little bit for everybody.
Sounds like there hasn't been much of a problem getting other folks on board with the downtown Dixon Street Central Festival.
And our sponsors. I mean, they had, about 10 sponsors last year for the event. And we're at over 35 this year.
One thing I should mention is, you know, it's not just a giant sort of celebration for the LGBTQ community. It's also a giant fundraiser. And so I'm a part of our parent organization, Northwest Arkansas Equality, and we do things all year long. We have free anonymous HIV testing. We have a number of peer support groups that meet monthly. We do outreach and education events to different companies and organizations throughout Northwest Arkansas. You know, this goes a long way toward, you know, helping, you know, some of those programs and helping other groups as well.
Evelyn Rio Stafford is a board member of NWA Equality, the parent organization for Fayetteville's Pride Parade and Festival this weekend. We also heard from Richard Gathright, director of sponsorship for the festival, and Hannah Withers, event coordinator for the weekend. The parade is Saturday at noon and will travel down Dixon Street and end at Arkansas Avenue. Tomorrow night at the Chancellor Hotel, the Spectrum Shorts and Spirits will have weekend-themed cocktails and short films centered on LGBTQ themes that have been curated from the Fayetteville Film Fest. You can find out about that event and the entire weekend at nwaequality.org.